everyone, it's the Organist Encores, and if it's not too late in the month, a Happy New Year from me, John Lee Ming. Well, if only. We shall see. For this edition, I've been looking through my collection of recordings of live concerts from days gone by, and I've found one or two unusual ones that I hope will be of interest. But before we hear those, I'd like to follow up my programme from last November, when I played selected tracks from the very last series of half-hour theatre organ broadcasts on the BBC. It was during this series that a young John Mann, now a distinguished Cinema Organ Society president, made his first broadcast from the Granada Tooting. I wasn't able to include a track from that programme because, well, I didn't have one. Anyway, Wayne Iveney, that master collector of all things theatre organ, has found a copy. So let's hear a number from John's broadcast on the Tooting Wurlitzer. Here he is, using his BBC voice specially cultivated for the occasion, to tell us what he's going to play.
We turn to a descriptive Woyteufel waltz. So put your skates on, take a partner, and in time with the music, go gracefully gliding across the ice to the Skater's Waltz.
Thank you.
The Skater's Waltz from John Mann's Tooting broadcast in 1968. Okay, on with the concerts now, and while we're in a Granada mood, let's join Bobby Pagan at the console of the Granada Kingston-on-Thames Wurlitzer with a couple of numbers from the pen of Vincent Eumanns. Tea for Two and Hallelujah from Bobby Pagan on the Granada Kingston Wurlitzer. Now, A Walk in the Black Forest by Horst Jankowski was, I think, the last purely instrumental number to feature in the UK Singles Top 10, and that was way back in 1965. But its success was not, I suspect, because of the version I'm going to play now, which comes from a concert at the Southampton Guildhall in about 1973. You won't need me to tell you who's playing, I think. Thank you. Yes, who else but Reginald Porter Brown at the Southampton Guildhall Compton, a style of playing that for some reason remains unmatched to this day. Sorry about that bit of tape dropout towards the end, by the way. Well, I think we need a bit of a rest after that, don't you? So sit back and relax as we return to Granada Land and enjoy Ian Flitcroft in concert on the Walthamstow Christie. Close your eyes and imagine that you're lazing by the river and that it's a June night on Marlow Reach. Reginald King's beautifully descriptive June Night on Marlow Reach from Ian Flitcroft in 1999. These days, Ian divides his time between Britain and Thailand, but because of the pandemic, it'll be a while before we see him back in Britain again. Well, we're going to go back another 10 years now to hear George Blackmore at the South Bank Wurlitzer and Cole Porter's Begin the Begin. George Blackmore in concert at the Fine Wurlitzer in London's South Bank University in 1989. That's the organ that was originally in the huge Trocadero cinema in Elephant and Castle, and for the last 5 years has been enjoying a new lease of life at the splendid Troxy Theatre in London's Limehouse district. But it's time to cross the North Sea now to the Netherlands to hear that nice little standout theatre organ in the Passage Theatre in Schiedam, not far from Rotterdam, in 1981. Hans Notrott was in concert there on an incredibly cold day in December 1981, and here is his carefully measured performance of That's Entertainment.
Thank you.
Hans Notrot at Schiedam. Hans was a talented and very promising young theatre organist, but he chose a different path for his life and sadly passed away at far too young an age. The two manual seven rank Wurlitzer from the ABC Savoy Cinema in Enfield, then in Middlesex, formed the basis of the installation in the Silver Jubilee Club in West Hallam in Derbyshire, where it was fitted with a three-manual Compton console. Organist Jeff Barker was originally from Manchester, but he spent most of his adult life in the USA, where he had a very successful career as a theatre organist. During a return visit in 1975, Jeff made a guest appearance at West Hallam and started his medley with this lively number. Jeff Barker at West Hallam with When You're Counting the Stars Alone. That catchy little number dates from 1929, and a number of bands recorded it in the USA, but it doesn't seem to have made the journey across to Britain. Until Jeff played it in 1975, that is. And now for the final visit to Granada Land in this programme. A half a dozen of the later Granada theatres were fitted with Wurlitzer organs of a particularly powerful design. Even though they had only eight ranks or sets of pipes, they were specified in such a way as to give a huge, theatre-filling sound from a small number of pipes, and by golly, they had an impact. They were known as the Granada Mark II Wurlitzers, and the most highly rated of these was the one at Clapham Junction, now playing away happily in Switzerland. The only one remaining in its original home is the former Granada in Harrow, but sadly that's not available for concert use anymore. Maybe the least known example of this style of organ was in the Granada Greenford in Greater London, but at the time of this recording in 1963, it was still Middlesex. It certainly pulls no punches in this concert extract from Jackie Brown.
Thank you.
Nothing At All from Jackie Brown at the Granada Greenford. Well, the organ certainly gave its all there, and very definitely not Nothing At All. The last track in this programme is not exactly from a concert, but it was certainly played in front of an audience. It's an example of the way theatre organs were actually mostly used from the 1930s onwards, and that was to provide background music before the film programme began and during intermissions. Now, can you imagine yourself, I wonder, going to see a film at one of the largest and finest cinemas in the world and suddenly finding yourself completely enveloped in pre-film music from one of the largest and finest Wurlitzer theatre organs in the world. Furthermore, played by one of the finest theatre organ musicians in the world as well. Well, I experienced just that rare combination in the USA in 1995 when I walked into the magnificent Fox Theatre in Detroit with its exciting 36-rank Wurlitzer. Luckily, I had my electronic purse with me. So hold on to your hats, folks, and turn up the volume for full effect. At the console was Jim Riggs. Stomping at the Savoy from Jim Riggs. I don't know about the Savoy, but Jim was certainly stomping at the Fox, and I think I probably was too. And thank you, Jim, for allowing me to use that recording. The film came as quite an anticlimax after that. Well, it's time to close now. Thank you for listening, and be sure to listen again next week when Damon Cox will be back with another of his super shows. Don't forget that we're on the web. Just type The Organist Encores and you'll find us. Or why not have a look at our Facebook page at Organist Encores. I'll be here again in a month's time with some more music, this time with organs and other instruments together. So until then, it's goodbye from me, John Leamy. Goodbye.